This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The polls are now closed in the U.S. state of Georgia, but it's too early to tell what will happen in the two pivotal Senate races that will determine which political party will have the majority. Voter turnout was strong on Tuesday, with long lines of voters snaking into polling places. Many also turned out early to vote, about 3.1 million people, and their ballots were not to be counted until Tuesday. That also means final results may not be available by Tuesday night. With Democratic control, President-elect Joe Biden would likely offer more sweeping proposals to bolster health care in the U.S., tighten environmental controls that were eased under President Donald Trump, and try to make it easier for immigrants to gain access and citizenship to the U.S. On the other hand, Republican control of the Senate would make the president-elect's political life more difficult and likely make negotiations harder on contentious issues. Washington, D.C. is bracing for possible violent protests, and the National Guard has been called in. This is all ahead of planned protests by President Trump supporters in connection with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Protesters are planning to rally Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. More than 50 pro-democratic activists in Hong Kong have been arrested on Wednesday, according to local media. This is the biggest crackdown yet against the democratic opposition under the contentious national security law. The arrests in the Asian financial hub included well-known democratic figures and former lawmakers. Police did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but you can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry on Tuesday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the administration remains committed to denying revenue flowing to the Iranian regime as it continues to sponsor terrorist groups, support oppressive regimes, and seek weapons of mass destruction. Iran's steel sector is a major source of revenue for the Iranian government. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for a visit by 10 people from the team of experts. But before most could even begin their journeys, they faced roadblocks with Beijing to grant them entry. In a briefing, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus addressed the situation. The WHO's Emergencies Director, Michael Ryan, said Tuesday that the problem was due to a lack of visa clearances that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. Mexico is the latest country to approve the COVID-19 vaccine that was jointly developed by British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard tweeted the government had granted emergency approval for the vaccine Monday, adding that production will start very soon in Mexico. The AstraZeneca vaccine joins the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as the only one so far approved by Mexico. British officials say 500,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine are ready for use. The vaccine has been granted emergency use authorization as well in India and Argentina. The dose given of the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine in the UK happened the same day that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a fresh round of nationwide lockdowns. That includes the closing of schools and non-essential shops. Johnson said people must stay at home until at least mid-February. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.